Shalom, everybody. Here is another FMT for Pesach. During the Magid section in the Haggadah, we say or we sing Dayenu. We list 15 things that Hashem did for us when we left Egypt, and after each one we say Dayenu. It's enough for us, or it would have been enough for us. And many Mefarshim have asked the obvious question. It does not seem to be true. Is it really true to say, for example, that we would have been happy Dayenu if the Yamsuf didn't split? Or if we didn't get the gift of Shabbos, or the Man, or Israel, or the Beis HaMikdash, do we really mean it when we say Dayenu? Many Mefarshim offer various answers to this question. The Malbim, Rav Meir Leibush ben Yechiel Michel Weiser, who died in 1879, says in his Haggadah that of course we do not mean that we would have been happy without these incredible gifts from Hashem. Rather, says the Malbim, Dayenu is the introduction to the Hallel section of Magid and to the statement of Rabbi Gamliel about Pesach and Matzah and Maror. Dayenu is what he calls the Knisa El Amirat HaHalel, a lead-in to Halel. Dayenu, he says, doesn't mean it would have been enough for us without one or all of the 15 amazing things that we're listing, because it's not true. Rather, Dayenu means it would have been sufficient to infinitely thank Hashem for each one of the gifts lifted. I don't need to thank Hashem only for all of these amazing gifts, but each one in and of themselves is enough to warrant unending thanksgiving to Hashem. That is the Malbim. Another beautiful answer is given by Rav Eliezer ben Eliyahu Ashkenazi. He died in the year 1585. He was a major Talmud Chacham in Italy and in Poland. Among other Sfarim, one of his Sfarim is called Maasei Hashem. And there in Chelek Bet, he wrote a Perush to the Haggadah. And he says, the Maasei Hashem says, that Dayenu does not mean it would have been enough. Rather, he says, it is a question. It's a rhetorical question. For example, Ilu Hotzianu Mimitzrayim Velo Asa Behem Shefatim, would that have been enough? Dayenu? Ilu Asa Behem Shefatim Velo Asa Beloehem, would that have been enough? Dayenu? No, and no, of course it would not have been enough. We needed every single gift that Hashem bestowed upon us. Every single step was needed to get us to the national and spiritual shlemus that resulted from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Had one gift, had one step been omitted, we would not have achieved the shlemus that we were yearning for when we left Egypt. Everything that Hashem did for us was for a reason, and each one played an integral part in our development as a nation. That is the Maasei Hashem, and many others Mefarshim discuss this question as well. I thought that perhaps one could suggest the following idea, building perhaps on both of the answers of the Malbim and of the Maasei Hashem. We know that every single step was necessary for Bnei Israel, but we also know that the Geula process, the entire Geula process, from leaving Mitzrayim all the way to the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Israel, the entire Geula process is a long one. It takes time, in pieces, in steps. Sometimes one of those steps might go very quickly, bedilug. And sometimes it could take years and years and years. The Jews left Mitzrayim in the year 2448. Is that it? The Geula was over? No. The first Beis HaMikdash, which is the last of the Dayenus that we say, that happened around 500 years later or more, depending on how you count. So it takes time. We know that. And while we are eager and enthusiastic and impatient for the Geula to come, we also know that the process may be long and may be drawn out. The Talmud Yerushalmi, in the first parak of Brachos, compares the Geula to a sunrise. Says the Gemara, Bitzchila kima kima. Kol ma shehi holechet, hi rabba veholechet. It starts off weak, like the sunrise, slow, hard to perceive. And as time goes on, it gets stronger and stronger. Excuse me. We Jews know that. So, yes, we are impatient for the arrival of the Geula, but we are also cognizant that it may take time, and that's okay. Dayenu. We won't be happy if the process stops here, but Dayenu, we accept that every step is part of the process. We recognize that every step is just that. It's a step. We say Dayenu, but we say Dayenu for now. Have an amazing day, everyone.